Back with our final hour of phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We will still take your text and tweets and emails as well. This hour is going to fly by, and we're out here just giving you some tips on just how to help you or the people you care about. It's criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website, on its way to a record with Ben Fuchs, so keep it up, criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call this number for assistance. If you don't hear what you want on the program with the calls that are coming in, call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, this email in from Raina. She says that, "I have been having adult acne since my second child was born. What can I do to clear my skin?" That's right down your alley.
Sure, it is. Work on that liver. Make sure you're doing everything you can do for your liver. Liver processes hormones. When you're after you have a baby, if you're not taking care of your liver, the hormones start to fluctuate, and it will show up on your skin. Same thing happens, by the way, in menopause. Get yourself on zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Get on the Ultimate Selenium from Youngevity. Make sure you're cleaning up the diet. Toxicity will throw things off for sure. And then don't forget your Ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, are key players in skin health as well as in liver health.
And simple as that, huh?
Simple as that, and you'll notice a difference. Should notice a difference pretty darn quickly. I mean, there's other things you could do. Selenium's also important. Well, selenium, the Ultimate Selenium from Youngevity, is important. Sulfur, MSM sulfur, is important. But it's basically it's hormone fluctuations liver involvement.
Back to the phones now. Let us go to Denise in Watertown, New York, east of the Rockies. Hello, Denise.
Hey, Denise.
Yes. Hi, George.
Morning.
Hello, pharmacist Ben.
Hey, how are you?
I heard you say a couple of years ago on this program that you specialize in skin disorders.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so happy to get through the line tonight. For about 16 years now, I have had granuloma annulare, which they tell me is extremely rare, and everyone I've ever seen tells me they don't know the cause, there is no cure. I'm hoping you can give me a little more information than that.
And what is that, Denise, just for people who don't know?
It's like lesions.
Right.
About 1.5 million people worldwide have been diagnosed with this. When you figure there's 7.5 billion people, that I guess it is pretty rare.
It's not rare. The annulare part is rare. The granuloma thing is very common. Granulomas are lesions that are a sign that the immune system is in major, major defense mode. So it's an immune problem that's showing up in the skin. A granuloma is an immune condition.
What do these lesions look like?
Bump. They're sort of raised bumps. Not really bumps, but they're raised it's hard to describe, but they're just raised areas, right?
I'm trying to picture these.
They're like parts of the skin that are raised in red. Is that right?
I've seen that.
Yeah, parts of the skin that are raised in red, they could be itchy. It can happen on the hands, the trunk, the legs. Do you have it all over your body, ma'am?
Well, from the elbows down to the tops of my hands, a few years ago, it started on my neck and went all the way around my neck
and down the middle of my back. That's the line of the lymph. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you're going to think I'm psychic, but I'm not. I'm just a pharmacist, okay? You have had digestive problems your whole life, okay? And there's no way you can say that's not true, correct?
You're on the money.
Heck yes, I'm on the money. That's what I'm telling you, ma'am. This is why I do what I do. If you understand the biochemistry of the body, it makes perfect sense. It's not a difficult issue. You've got to work on the gut because what's happening is toxicity is getting into the body. It's getting dumped into the connective tissue. You know, you hear how we're saying the same mechanisms over and over again here? It's the same thing.
Now, when you say they'll work on the gut, what do you mean by that?
The intestine. I'm sorry. That's a good point, George. The intestine. When we talk about the gut, I talk about the intestine. The gut is a synonym for the intestine. The intestine is the key to everything. It's the center of the body. You know when you're playing basketball when you're a kid, they always tell you to look at the center of the body? The center of the other guy, because he can fake, do all kinds of fake things with his head and with the ball, but if you look at the center of the body,
mm-hmm.
That's where he's going, right? The center of the body is the key to health. Chinese have said it. The Hindu, Indians said it in Ayurveda. It's been said by the Greeks. Hippocrates said it. The center of the body is the key to everything. called the Hara Center, or the Dantin Center in Eastern medicine. It is the key to everything. This is where the immune system lives. If you hear the word immune in your disease, it's an intestinal problem. That's where the immune system is.
So what do you recommend she do?
Work on all the stuff we said. Make sure you're eating as little food as possible. Oh, here's I didn't really talk about this, but this is the first strategy. You do a food diary where you write down everything you eat, and you write down next to that every couple of hours, every 3 hours, every 10 hours, every day, how you feel, how your skin is, how the granulomas are, how your digestive system is, how your fatigue, your energy levels are, how your sleep is, your anxiety is. You take notes. You know, if you're a detective, I had my car broken into a couple years ago. I was so amazed. The cops came, and the first thing they did is they pulled out a notebook, and they just started interviewing me and writing notes. They took notes because you have to chart. Nurses and doctors always chart. We have to nurse and doctor ourselves. There's a crime that's being committed in our body, and we have to take notes so we can find the perpetrator. So you do a food diary, you write down everything you eat, and you write down how your body, how your symptoms are showing up after that. And then you start to eliminate foods. That's called the elimination diet. And you may find that your favorite foods have to be eliminated. Fine, it's worth it. And then you start using supplements for the intestine, things like the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. This gal, is she there still?
She's on hold. Go ahead.
Okay. Ma'am?
She can hear you.
Okay. You've got to get on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. It'll change your life. Best probiotic I know, the digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, apple cider vinegar with your meals. Apple cider vinegar should not be marginalized or dismissed as some kind of wacko new age alternative cure. It is a powerful nutritional supplement or food, if you will, for the digestive system and helps activate enzymes. And then make sure you're having regular bowel movements with fiber. Like we were talking earlier, grind up flaxseed fiber in a coffee grinder and just drink it down. It's a great way to lose weight, too, by the way. It fills you up. A little cup of, if you're hungry, you feel like snacking, you're on a diet, you want to lose weight, grind up about 2 tablespoons of flaxseeds in a coffee grinder, and then put a little cinnamon in there, a little stevia maybe, or a little honey. It makes a delicious fiber drink. It'll fill you up. It'll keep your bowels clean. You know, we lose the toxicity through the bowels. If you're constipated, you're clogged up, the toxicity has nowhere to go. It's just going to stay in the blood. And aside from the stuff on the skin, it's going to mess up your liver. It's going to mess up your heart. And, ma'am, this is not just important for your skin. This is not a cosmetic or an inconvenience kind of issue. This is for your life because you're on the road to horrible things. Very, very serious stuff when you start to play around with the immune system like this. And granulomas are a sign of major biochemical breakdown.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Tom has got a text or tweet for you. What do you have, Tom?
This one from Jasper in Mount Vernon, Washington. Can the pharmacist please talk about exercise and specifically if sit-ups will help lose fat?
Great question. Well, exercise is a kind of an interesting subject. It's a very important strategy because the body is meant to move. When the body doesn't move, it decays, it deteriorates, it shrivels up. Movement expands the body. Movement creates electrical charges and improves circulation and blood flow. Movement is important also for the brain and for something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, which helps the brain work, helps regenerate brain cells. Another thing about movement is when we're in pain, that's when we want to do the movement. The body, there's a phenomenon in biochemistry called hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, which says that when the body is stressed, it grows. You know, Nietzsche, a philosopher in the 19th century, said what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that's exactly what exercise is about. So putting stress in the body is very, very important within, this is where the misunderstanding of exercise comes from, within a context of rest and a context of nutrition. So exercise is key, but it has to be in a context of lots of rest. The body likes a little bit of stress with a lot of rest.
Four days a week, Ben, I do the Royal Canadian Air Force exercise course.
And everybody should look as good as you do, George.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
But I do it 4 days a week, and it's based on your age. And then what I do, they give you levels to do based on your age. And then what I do is I try to go past that.
That's awesome, Joy. That's hormesis. That's exactly what you want to do. You want to go past it. And it's, taking a walk is nice, but you got to go past your comfort zone to grow. There's a metaphor there, George. We don't grow if we don't go past our comfort zone. We all want to be in our comfort zone. But pushing the envelope is how the body has evolved to grow and to become better with your mind, your spirit, your as well as with your body.
Next up, let's go to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Welcome to the program, Wayne-O. Go ahead.
Hey, Wayne.
Good evening, gentlemen. Sir George.
Hello
and
there.
This is Ben. I'm got a quick comment, I guess, and that is about life extension vitamins. I guess it's in the form of a question, too. You've already mentioned alpha-lipoic acid. I've read studies 10, 15 years ago where they used alpha-lipoic acid along with acetyl L-carnitine to not just extend the life, but to kind of regenerate the internal organs of rats or mice when they dissected them. The old ones, I noticed their actions were that were given this combination were like young, you know, rats or mice. When they dissected them, they found that all their internal organs were regenerated to look like young mice or rats. And then the one you mentioned earlier, HA.
What's that?
Hyaluronic acid.
Right.
Our favorite.
You know, I know it does wonders.
Oh yeah.
But there's a cost factor there that's enormous. You know, I've sourced it out to China and Japan, and I always price everything by the gallon, even vitamins, and it's like $6,000 to $10,000 a gallon. It's unreal.
That's right.
It's like what gasoline's going to be in a few years.
It used to be even more expensive when I was in pharmacy school. It was thousands of dollars a gram for hyaluronic acid. They used to have to get it from rooster combs. Now they can make it through through bacteria, through a fermentation process. But it's an amazing supplement. Bone broth, chicken. How long have I been talking about chicken soup and bone broth, George?
For years.
Exactly.
You love it.
Exactly.
You've got
it's
Tom on that
with
now.
Hyaluronic acid.
Tom saves bones now because of you.
I've been talking about this. When I learned about it in pharmacy school, I was like, are you kidding me? All the things bone broth does, Jewish penicillin, all the immune system and connective tissue building and wrinkles and arthritis and moisturizing the skin. And I mean, it's just amazing, amazing stuff, largely because of things like hyaluronic acid that are in there. I don't know much about the life extension vitamins, but Dirk and Sandy Pearson, who wrote the book Life Extension, which was one of the first nutrition books I read back in the late 1980s, they were pioneers in supplementation.
Did you hear about the guy on the Mexico-Japanese flight who died? He took and ate 236 packages of cocaine.
You're kidding me.
How can people be so stupid?
Well, that's a great question right there. But 246 bags of cocaine.
236. 236 bags of cocaine. He ate.
So
ate them.
They broke inside him?
I guess.
Oh, my God. God, that is unbelievable, George.
I mean, what do you do, die of a heart attack? Something happens,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's not a good way to die. On a plane, no doubt.
Let's go to Niagara Falls. Randy's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Randy. Go ahead.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, George. Hey, hi, Ben. How you guys doing?
Great. Hope you are, too.
Great. Awesome. Appreciate it. Hey, I have a question about food-grade hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, yeah.
Someone turned me on to it, but I'm not a big fan of the regimen that's online of upping the dose over time. I've been taking like 2 weeks now, but it's like 3 drops in a glass of water. And I feel, I don't feel by taste that it's in there. And I was just wondering what the kind of benefit.
You know, it's not all that in a bag of chips, as they say, but it's not bad. I mean, your body uses hydrogen peroxide to kill things, so it's kind of a natural cure. But it's not going to change your life in any way. I use it as a hydrogen peroxide, food grade hydrogen peroxide, as a mouth mouthwash or for my tooth on my.
Oh, it's great for that.
Yeah, so it's got some. It's got some very.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I had a follow up question that George just mentioned about that plane trip with the cocaine.
Yeah.
You had a second, Ben. Is there any way for a long time user to reverse the benefits of long-time use. I know you got scar tissue and hardening of the arteries. Is there any kind of nutrients?
Cocaine?
It's abstinence of using that someone could do to reverse the effects.
You're saying off cocaine, right?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. The body is the quintessential healing machine. It regenerates all the time, but you got to do the work, and you got to stop putting the stuff in that's causing the problems. So obviously you have to get off the cocaine, but once you're off of it, absolutely start a workout program, make sure you're on doing enough protein, get on the ketogenic diet. Again, it's the same stuff that we're talking about all the time because it's in the body's nature to heal. So you basically take the bad stuff out and put the good stuff in. And, I mean, that sounds simplistic, but that's really what it's all about.
Your body is so resilient if you take care of it.
Oh, my God, George, if we just thought about the body for seconds, really what was happening in the body, we would be on our knees in rapture. We would be praising whatever God that you want to, that you believe in. And when I first saw, understood biochemistry in pharmacy school, not even understood it, just heard it in pharmacy school, I became spiritual on the spot. Because the stuff that the body can do, the cells can do, the organs can do, the functions and the immensity and the speed and the vastness of the molecular and biochemical pathways is so unbelievable. We just got to get out of the way, George. That's what we got to do. Get out of the way. And the idea that we can take a drug and poison ourselves back to health or have an organ removed. You know, a lot of this, George, has to do with the fact that we live in a quantum world and we have quantum understandings, but we're still operating mechanically. We're still operating like things are can be reduced into their parts. When, instead of understanding that everything is interactive and connected at these tiniest of levels, the quantum levels, which are trillions and trillions and trillions of times smaller than we can perceive, that we don't want to interfere with any of that stuff. We just want to eat as little as possible, make sure we're breathing, make sure we're thinking kind thoughts and feeling experiencing love and good feelings, and make sure we're plugged in spiritually, and get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program because it ain't coming in from the foods.
No, it is sure not. Ben Fuchs with us. The phone number to call for assistance. Great staff there to answer questions for you. 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-949-7234. They tell me, Ben, that the calls come in for weeks after you've been on.
Because we're hitting a nerve, George. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we've got the solution.
And the website, of course, is
criticalhealthnews.com.
You got it.
And thank you to Jonty Collier, by the way. I can give him a big plug. He does great work over there.
He is a great webmaster,
yes,
isn't he?
He is
just a superb guy, and he listens to you every time you're on, gives us reports,
yeah.
Tells us, you know, you're going to crash my server, and he tries to get a bigger one, and we keep getting up there more and more and more, so it's cool. Ben, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with final calls for you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. He's got his own radio program called The Bright Side, by the way, and all his information is at the criticalhealthnews.com website. It's there and available for you, so take advantage of it. And again, the toll-free number to not get on the show, but to call people and get some help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. You can also do that for somebody you care about and help them out too. Well, welcome back to Coast to Coast, our final segment here with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Next hour, we'll talk about strange discoveries of North America. Really looking forward to that too. Ben Fuchs, of course, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. We are back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. If you haven't been to the website yet tonight, go ahead and do so. Ben, this email in from David has some urgency to it, so I will read it to you. And also, I want to preface everything by saying, folks, we're not saying cures. Remember that. These things are there to help you build your immunity, make you feel better. You cannot say cures. Cancer scare. Help. Pharmacist Ben, my wife had a recent breast exam. What do you suggest that a woman take to get rid of a breast lump? Worried about side effects of mammograms. She's 46, 5 feet, 150 pounds.
Fats and fiber. That's the secret to dealing with breast cancer, or any of the fatty cancers, really. Fats are extremely important, good fats, that is, staying away from the bad fats. the processed fats, the fried fats, fatty cancers. You need to consider changing the way you ingest fats, making sure you're taking your ultimate EFAs from longevity, making sure that you're using fiber to clean out the bowels. You know, estrogen, most folks have heard of estrogen as female hormone, and estrogen gets a lot of gets kind of a bad rap for being responsible for various tumors and cancers, endometriosis, and female problems as well. It's not, however, it's not really estrogen that's the problem. It is uneliminated or incompletely processed estrogen. Estrogen has to be eliminated from the body. It has to be detoxified or processed by the liver. If you have a liver problem or a bowel problem, you're going to end up with issue. You're likely to end up with issues with estrogen. So clearing out the bowels becomes extremely important. You probably also want to make sure that you're using things that support bile and the gallbladder as well as the liver. And then as far as the whole cancer thing goes in general, you know, obviously cancer is about the most horrific diagnosis anybody could have. If you want to protect yourself from cancer, but if you're dealing with cancer, the cure is not the word. Cure is magic. We don't talk about magic when we're scientists. Scientists don't discuss magic. Scientists discuss science. And health and nutrition need to come out of the realm of superstition and magic and enter into the realm of science. Health and nutrition have to enter into the realm of science. So in the realm of science, what you want to do with cancer is understand it is a condition of toxicity. This is what causes cancer. It's a condition of duress, a condition of burden, a condition of a body that is overwhelmed, and really cells that are overwhelmed. And cells get overwhelmed when we abuse them. When we abuse them with the wrong foods, when we abuse them with sugar, when we abuse them with medication. And yes, medication can cause duress on the body, which can ultimately lead to cancers. And so when we have cancer, what we want to do is we want to remove the duress. That is, number one, stop the toxicity from getting into the body, and number two, being kind and loving to the body. And if there's one theme that runs, a thread that runs through everything we're talking about here today, it's being kind to the body,
mm-hmm.
not abusing the body, understanding that this thing called the body exists, and we're sort of caretakers of it. We're guardians of it. And we're riding in it like it's a coach or like it's a car. And we need to be taking care of it, not just with what we're putting into it, but what we're not putting into it on both levels. And that doesn't just include the physical dimension. It includes the spiritual dimension, the mental dimension, and the emotional dimension. I call it SMEP. And they are all interrelated, spirituality, mentality, emotion, and physical. And all of them need to be leveraged or utilized in a way that is kind and loving to this amazing, beautiful, stupendously, vastly, incomprehensibly complicated and tightly regulated thing called a body.
Let's go to Lynn now in Lutz, Florida, on the Wild Card line. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, George, and hello, Ben. I really appreciate you and Dr. Wallach.
Thank you.
I have a question. I have had arrhythmia now for about five years, and it's really disturbing, and sometimes I feel exhausted. The doctors put me on metoprolol. They wanted me to take a lot more, and I'm trying to take as little as possible. I would love to get off of it. It does make me tired. When it acts up, then I have to sit down, and I've always been a person that likes to walk and likes to be active, but it's exhausting me.
Well,
is there any way that I can deal with, get rid of?
Absolutely. First of all, you're not getting blood. You're not getting blood to your cells. That means you're not getting oxygen. That means toxins are accumulating, and that means you're not getting nourished. Your cells aren't getting nourished. So it's very important that you maintain circulation. That the body, you help the body circulate the blood. So first of all, arrhythmias are a sign of an activated stress nervous system. Again, getting to this whole idea of burden on the body. It's a sign that the body is in duress. You've activated the sympathetic nervous system, which is your stress nervous system.
And it's a spinal cord issue too, isn't it?
Spinal cord is involved, absolutely. There's inflammation in certain veins that innervate the heart from the spinal cord, absolutely. So it's basically a condition of emergency. So what you want to do is you want to calm the body down. That's where SDR, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing come in. Now, even when you're going through an arrhythmic episode, doing slow, deep, rhythmic breathing can help reduce the severity and the duration of the arrhythmias. So learning to breathe, and all three of those components are very important. Slow, deep, rhythmic. That means slowly. When you breathe slowly, you tell the body it's safe. When you breathe fast, the brain feels like you're in an emergency. You ever notice, George, how they have commercials for food? They're always the syrup is always moving slowly down the pancake, right? Because the body loves slow. It relaxes.
That's and explain what arrhythmia is.
Arrhythmia is when the heart just jitters.
It's like vibrating or something, right?
Instead of going like boom, boom. You know, for the heart to pump, a lot of stuff has to go right. Again, getting to this complexity in the body, this amazing complexity.
Is it almost like a heart attack?
Not quite. A heart attack is when you're not getting oxygenated, but it can lead to one. The arrhythmia is, think of Jell-O, right? You ever see how Jell-O vibrates?
Yeah, like it vibrates and wiggles.
Yeah, wiggles, like that, exactly. The electrical energy has to flow through the heart in a very organized pattern.
But it comes and goes instantly, doesn't it?
Under duress. When the body is under duress, that's when you get into your arrhythmias. That's why they come and go.
When I was 16, I was working part-time as a bagger and a stock boy at a store in Detroit, right? 16 years old. I thought I was the richest kid in the world.
Right.
And I bent down once to pick up a carton of food, and I got up really quick, and I went into arrhythmia at 16.
You know what? That happens a lot to people.
And all of a sudden, I started breathing slowly and deeply, and it popped right back
into. How did you know to do that?
I don't know. I just did it.
Awesome. That's exactly what it is.
And popped right back into rhythm. But isn't it also a magnesium deficiency?
Yes, magnesium is involved in there. The electrolytes in general, magnesium is one of the electrolytes is involved. Essential fatty acids are involved. Building the connective tissue, because the electrical energy runs on connective tissue. So it's like arthritis of the heart, in a way, arrhythmias, because the connective tissue is starting to deteriorate. Again, what we're talking about, subclinical scurvy. You know, there's a condition called POTS. Have you ever heard of this? POTS, postural orthostatic.
I have not heard of that.
Okay, I'm going to say it, and I'll tell you what it means. Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And what that means is, and it's kind of funny when you say it that way, you change your posture, and your heart starts to race, and you get dizzy. It's got a few other things.
Right.
So have you ever had that where you bend down, you stand up, or you get out of a seated position?
It happened when I was 16.
Exactly like that. So you were running high cortisol. That's a sign of that the adrenal glands are burning out. Probably, was it a stressful job at all?
Well, I was 16. I was a bagger.
So, I mean, but did you feel
stock
like a lot of pressure?
No.
No? All right. Well,
really.
That's a sign of adrenal, that the adrenal glands are somehow stressed. The adrenal glands regulate the blood pressure. So when your blood pressure fluctuates like that, that's when you can run into all kinds of issues, including arrhythmias. So
in Lynn's case, with her arrhythmia, what do you recommend here?
Exactly what you did, slow, deep breathing.
What about magnesium, though?
Now, magnesium's a great one.
Let's ask her if she takes magnesium. I don't think she does. Lynn, do you take magnesium?
Yes. I take magnesium every day.
All right, good.
B-complex.
Of curcumin, lots of turmeric.
Well, I don't know if curcumin is going to help specifically for that, although that's good stuff. Turmeric, right, George?
That's great.
That's great stuff. But
that's for inflammation.
What's that? For inflammation, yes, absolutely.
Hyaluronic acid.
Well, it sounds like you're throwing everything against the wall here, and that's not, you know, those are good things, but they're not specifically for the circulatory system. You need more important things, vitamin C, zinc, the glucogel caps from Longevity. Make sure you're working on the digestive.
The magnesium, she's doing that well.
Slow, deep breathing. And by the way, the metoprolol that they're giving you, that's one of the most tired-inducing drugs you could ever take.
What do you mean? You feel exhausted taking it?
Exhausted on it.
It drains you.
Here's the guy. This is the stupidity of the medical model, the pharmacomedical model. I'm not blaming individuals, but the model, the paradigm. This is a gal who's not getting oxygenated. This is a gal whose circulatory system is not pumping the blood. So we give her a beta blocker. What does a beta blocker do? That's metoprolol. It's called a beta blocker. What does it do? It stops the heart. It slows down the heart. This is the logic, George. This is why I do what I do. The stupidity, the utter barbarian ignorance of the pharmacomedical model to give a gal who's not circulating blood correctly a drug that stops the heart to make her better is exactly why we have more doctors and more drugs and more diagnostics and spend more money on insurance than any other country in the world, and we have the highest rates of all disease diseases and some of the lowest lowest longevity rates in the industrialized world because of crazy strategies like this.
Interesting. Tom, text and tweet. Final one for Ben. What do you have?
This one from Carrie in Kentucky. I keep hearing you guys say to take fiber. Can you please ask Ben if he recommends drinking Metamucil?
You know, you could do it that way, but vegetable juices. And when I say vegetable juices, I'm talking in a Vitamix, because a Vitamix, you keep the fiber, not a juicer. Juicer's okay, but you want to do it in where you keep the fiber. And then also grinding up flax seeds and then eating vegetables. Those are the best ways to get your fiber. If you want to do Metamucil, it's not bad to do Metamucil, but personally, I would be doing, if it was me, I do a flax drink once a day, but you could do it twice a day. Like I was saying earlier, grind flax seeds up in a coffee grinder, put a little cinnamon, and put it in water with a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of stevia maybe, or honey, and it is delicious, and it's a great way to get your fiber.
Bonnie in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, Bonnie. Go ahead.
Hi. My heart stopped beating on actually the 9th of this month.
Jeez.
And while I was in the ER. It just, I went into cardiac arrest. Mm. Then they did emergency angioplasty on me. They got my heart started back up, and they put in two stents. Then I was in the ICU for 8 days. They had a catheter in my neck going directly to my heart to try to keep my blood pressure up. They put me on this stuff called Brilinta 90 milligrams twice a day, which seems to make me really tired and depressed, and also Lipitor, 40 milligrams, and then I went back into the hospital like just a couple days ago because my potassium shot up to 6.1, and they didn't tell me anything that was the reason why I had that. And then I was doing my own reading, and it said that the Lipitor could cause that.
Well, you got bigger fish to fry than that, ma'am. Your body is breaking down seriously. So the drugs and the stents and the angioplasties, they're keeping you in the game. You know, and this is one thing about drugs, and I'm no fan of drugs, as you know, as you can tell, right, that I'm not a fan of drugs. But if you've been not doing the right strategies for a long time and we get into a situation, they can keep you in the game. Nonetheless, your number one objective is to figure out how to get off the drugs if you are dealing.
Or minimize it.
Or at least reduce the dose, exactly. Yeah. At least reduce the dose, but just head in that direction. So first and foremost, you got to get your sugar under control. You've got to be – your blood sugar's got to be whacked out, and it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if they tell you you're diabetic or not. That's just a mark. That's just a test, an arbitrary score. Whether you're going to be put in the computer as a diabetic or not is based on a number. Dysglycemia, which is messed up blood sugar, is really the problem, and yours has got to be messed up. So I'd be first and foremost treating yourself like a diabetic using our Sweeties. Or the glucogenics, going ketogenic, that would be one of the best things you could do is go ketogenic. And by the way, the ketogenic diet, you've heard of that, of course, George.
Yep.
The high-fat diet, right? But most people hear the high-fat, but they don't hear the other part, which is the low-calorie. That's the part.
Yeah, but by the way, if she's on Lipitor, shouldn't she be taking CoQ10?
CoQ10, absolute. Good job, George. Also magnesium. That's a thing about the statin drugs. They stop your body from making CoQ10, which is critically important for the heart. Again, highlighting the ignorance of this idea that we can drug ourselves back to health. Whether the statin drugs are necessary or not, I can't say, but the blood thinner is pretty important at this point. And ironically, it's also one of the most toxic drugs you could take, blood thinners are. So you should wean yourself off that as quickly as possible. The digestive system is the main site of blood, main source of blood toxicity. So once again, doing all the digestive strategies we talked about are going to be important. And don't forget your SDR breathing, slow, deep,
yep.
Rhythmic.
It works.
Breathing. Yes.
It works. Were you up in Santa Cruz with Doc a couple weeks ago?
No, I missed it. I was out of the country.
How did it go for Doc? Do you know?
I hadn't heard, but I know Doc has been, he got back on the road and he's talking to lots of people once again.
Super. Ben, we'll talk to you when your next trip is, okay?
Great to talk to you again, George. Thanks so much and happy Memorial Day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com is the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and also the toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Scott Walter joins us. We're going to be talking about some of his latest work, which includes, of course, his TV show that he's got, America Unearthed. It's coming back. There's a reboot of that. In his books, of course, his new one is coming out, The Cryptic Code of the Templars in America.